You're listening to Podcast Radio Hour on Radio 4 Extra and BBC Sounds. I'm Laura Grimshaw.
And I'm Chris Pearson.
And this week we're bringing you some of the most important podcasts of 2021. The beauty of podcasting is that you can tell stories that otherwise may not be heard. An important podcast that does this very sensitively is Karen Rice's Stolen Goodbyes. In September, I presented a Podcast Radio Hour about love with the wonderful comedian Izzy Sooty, and we spoke to Karen Rice all about grief. I'll let September me explain. A form of love that's harder to deal with is grief. I kind of get through loss by telling myself that grief being so awful and so painful is actually a good thing because it means that there was love, and the alternative is much worse. We've all been affected by or surrounded by loss and grief during the pandemic. The deaths from COVID of 150,000 people in the UK means 150,000 families have been changed forever, my own family included. The foreign affairs journalist and podcaster Karen Rice started her podcast Stolen Goodbyes in October 2020. In each episode, someone who has lost a loved one to COVID talks about the shock and anguish of death without warning or goodbye, how they grieved in isolation, and how they've coped with seeing the widespread suffering, all the while dealing with irreparable changes in their lives. It's truly a podcast specific to this terrible time that allows those affected by death and grief to keep the memory of their loved ones alive and bond with others who have shared their stories. We will speak to Karen shortly, but first, here is a clip of an episode from February 2021, in which Karen's first two guests from the podcast, Emma in Kent and Pamela in New Jersey, discuss their friendship, which was born out of the podcast, where they discuss the deaths of their husbands from COVID. And they talk about how much they miss their husbands, who were both in their mid-40s when they died.
I'm still like, I don't understand how he's never coming home. Even now, it's still... I just don't understand it. And I think that's what I miss. I just miss his presence. I miss him being here. I miss having someone to bounce ideas off of. I miss someone to parent with, you know, the good cop, the bad cop side of parenting. I don't do that. I am both cops now. I miss the fact he used to cook for me and he's just not here. It's just his presence. He's just not here.
What about you, Paola?
I feel the same. Like, I miss him being around. Like, you know, when the kids are in bed, having that time where we would just talk or watch TV or... I mean, it's kind of lonely when you don't have your person with you. And just, yeah, like, I miss having some of those, like, dishes that only he could cook, you know? I'm well, like...
What kind of thing?
Like, he would be... He was very good at doing the real complicated type of recipes where I'm just like, I want something quick and, like, done in, like, 20 minutes. But he would take his time and make, like, paella. So the day I was like, I'm never going to have that again. Because he's never going to make it for me again.
We're now joined by Karen Rice, the presenter and producer of Stolen Goodbyes. What prompted you to make this podcast?
When the pandemic broke, it made me think about my own grief. And I remembered the funeral of my Irish grandmother when I was about 20. There was such a huge show of support and unity. And so when the pandemic broke and there was all these awful statistics, I imagined how on earth could you deal with something like that? How could you lose a loved one with no warning, no goodbye, no funeral? And my innate sort of journalistic response to that was to give these people a voice.
When somebody does die, in any circumstance, you want to kind of keep their memory alive by talking about them. And because the pandemic meant that the grieving process and funeral and getting closures from funerals were taken away, I think it's a really nice thing that you give people space to talk.
I can't really say how important that was to them, that the lives of their loved ones, that they could vocalise who that person was and not just how they lost their lives. Hugely important. And also really help them with the grieving process to talk themselves, but also to hear the stories of other people who also lost loved ones. And, you know, many of the people on the podcast have become friends and have connected because, you know, they are bound by this unique experience, shared experience, but, you know, they've gained comfort from that.
One thing that struck me and Laura is how much it's about your guest. You really give them the room to talk and you take them through kind of each step of their grief and each step of their memories. Did you sort of make a conscious decision that you would step back and do that?
Yes. Well observed. I strongly felt that, and in any interview, that, you know, sort of 85-90% of the interview needs to be, you know, the voice of the person that is being interviewed. And particularly with this sensitive subject matter, because, you know, these people found the strength to tell their story. And if you've listened to the podcast, you'll know that, you know, there was some very emotional moments there. So obviously you need to give people space to feel that emotion, you know, before sort of moving on to the next step in, you know, the what happened, the sequence of events.
I was really struck by how eloquently Pamela spoke about her love and about what happened. And I think the fact that you allow people to go into so much detail, the way that people can pass away from COVID is sometimes, I've been quite shocked listening to your podcast that it can happen really suddenly and it can happen in quite surreptitious ways.
At the beginning of the pandemic, you know, everybody was living, this is in the words of Lindsay Simmons, who lost her father, Kevin Morgans, to COVID-19. In February of last year, everybody was living their life as normal. In March, everybody was terrified that they would get this virus. And, you know, in April, May, people, you know, had lost their loved ones. Catastrophic loss is how she described it. And then, you know, to have no warning and, you know, to say goodbye through a window, or in the case of Pamela Addison that you mentioned, she was on a telephone call and the nurse, she was speaking to her husband, Martin, saying effectively a goodbye over the phone, and there was a nurse holding his hand who then later related that when she had told him, "I love you," that he squeezed the nurse's hand. And it's a grief like no other. I think that people have lost to COVID-19 will tell you that.
Stolen Goodbyes won Best Lockdown Podcast at the 2021 British Podcast Awards. It's a tough but important listen, and all episodes are available wherever you usually get your podcasts.